What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea, and welcome to the In Pursuit Podcast. This is the place where we will be discussing all things that fear has kept us from. So if you're ready, let's go ahead and get started. Get your notes out, get your papers out, get your pen, because we're going after everything that God has for us. You ready? Let's go. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the In Pursuit Podcast. It's your girl. Ow, I just opened my mouth and it hurt. I don't know what's going on, but the side of my lips, like the little cracks right there when you open your mouth, like it's like so crusty to the point where it's like it hurt and it's like chapped. And I'm just ashamed because I lost my chapstick and I just haven't been able to go outside and get me some from the store. So I'm coming to you today with crusty lips, and I'm sorry. Anyway, how are y'all doing? It is Sunday morning. It is, what time is it? It's 8:03 a.m. Central Standard Time. Are we in Central Standard Time or Eastern Standard Time? I'm so confused. I don't know. When I go to the internet and I try to find out, it don't tell me anything. So I'm confused. Like, what are we? Like, help me out. Anyway, a lot of you all are enjoying the last podcast episode, Who's Your Idols? And I say that because I've received some DMs of some of you talking about it. And y'all, just understand, God really be talking to me. So whatever I say on this podcast, it's definitely, I'm going to say, 90% God, 10% me. So, y'all, I'm glad y'all are enjoying the episodes. I'm glad that y'all are finally interacting with me. Like, I don't know what y'all scared for. Like, you can DM me. I'm going to respond. I'm going to talk to you. If you call in on a prayer line every Tuesday morning at 7:15 a.m. Yes, I said it's 7:15 a.m. I will pray for you. We're going to be praying. We're going to be talking to one another. I'm trying to build a community for us. So y'all ain't got to be scared, okay? I don't bite, I swear. Please, please, please take advantage of the show notes. And please just fill out that survey that I gave you guys. It will help me a lot. Some of y'all ain't even doing it. But look, I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to pause the episode right now. And I'm going to let y'all go in the show notes right now. Right now. And fill out that survey. I'll wait. She's waiting. The sun is shining. The dogs are barking. The birds are chirping. The clock is ticking. I have all morning. Waiting. Did y'all fill it out? Because I gave y'all plenty of time. Anyway, I'm coming to y'all with a message. Something is something stirring on the inside of me. I just spent some time with God this morning. I watched a sermon by T.D. Jakes, and it's called Don't Let the Dark Fool You. And this was a sermon that he did at the beginning of January. So if you get a chance today to watch that sermon, go ahead and watch it. It was really good. However, Bishop be using some big words, and half the time I don't be understanding what them words mean. I be having a pause right in the middle of the sermon to go on my Google search and search the words that he be talking about. Like, okay, Bible scholar, the propensity and the idiocracy. I'd be like, wait a minute, slow down. Hold on. Pause. Siri, what does idiocracy mean? Like, you know, come on, Bishop. But yeah, he was basically talking about finding the light in darkness, or not even finding the light, but realizing that there is light in the darkness. And it got me thinking about something that God placed on my heart a week ago after I did the last podcast. During my time with him, he was basically telling me that there are some people that may be listening to my podcast, some people that may be following my journey, or, you know, just following someone else's journey and just, you know, watching things happen for other people. And you may be in a season where you're trying to figure things out and you're trying to figure who you are, or figure out who you are and know yourself, get to know yourself. And he just wanted me to encourage you and say, keep going. Keep going. There are some things in life that you have to go through. You have to go through the darkness in order to come out into the light. And I thought about that so heavily this morning. Like, there are some dark times. There are some dark moments in our life that we go through, and we never think that we're going to see the light, or we never think that we're going to come out of it alive. We never think that we're going to see better days and see what we once saw in a different season of our lives. And that may have been the high points of our life. Like, maybe you've gotten married and in one point of your life, and now you may be going through some dark moments. You may be experiencing some things that you never saw before. You've been experiencing some things that don't feel good, and it doesn't feel like you'll see light at the end of the tunnel. But, and I don't know why I'm talking about marriage. I don't know who you are, but it's been on my heart to just encourage somebody and to encourage y'all to keep going. I know for me, in my darkest moments, everything just seemed dark. Like, dark clouds were just around my head, and everywhere I went, everything I did, I never could see the light. I can never see beyond what I was going through. And that brought me to the scripture, 2 Corinthians verse 5-7. And it says, we walk by faith and not by sight. And when you're walking through darkness, all you see is darkness. All you see is the bad things. All you see around you are just sorrow and pain, and doesn't look like anything positive is going to come out of it. But the Bible tells us to walk by faith. So when we're walking in those seasons, in those dark places, we have to remember that we don't walk by what we see, because it's only temporary in the end. It's only temporary. The things that we're going through are temporary. It's meant to shape us. It's meant to mold us. It's meant to bring us to the light. But during it, we cannot walk by what we see, because it'll prolong the process. If I'm in a dark season and I'm just, everything around me, I'm just complaining about it. Oh, this is happening to me. My marriage isn't going the way I want it to go. Oh, my finances don't look the way I want it to look. Oh, my children are acting up. Oh, my boss is getting on my nerves. Oh, my friends are not loving me the way that I need them to love me. They're not there for me the way I need them to be there for me. All of these things, we keep complaining about it in the darkness, but we're not remembering that what we see is not what God wants us to see. God wants us to walk by faith, not by sight. And it brought me to this analogy. Is it an analogy or this something? It brought me to this. When I was in the beginning stages of, you know, developing my relationship with God, I just thought to myself about the process that I was going through. Jesus walks. Y'all remember that song by Kanye West, Jesus Walks? And it's so true. When we're walking by faith and not by sight, we are in the process of trusting him. We're in the process of being guided by him. He's walking us through these things. He's walking us to get to a place of lightness, to get to a place of better, to get to a place of prosperity. He's walking us through these things. He's taking us by the hand, and he's guiding us through these dark places. He's guiding us through the hard times, and he's allowing us to go through these things. God is allowing us to go through these things to shape us and to mold us. But he sent Jesus for us. He sent his son for us so that he can walk with us hand in hand through these times. So for any of y'all who are feeling alone, for any of y'all who are feeling like, oh, God doesn't love me, God doesn't see me, God doesn't see my efforts. I've been getting up early in the morning. I've been spending time with him. I've been reading my Bible. I've been talking about God to my friends, but my friends aren't listening to me. My friends aren't changing. I've been praying to God about my children. I've been praying to God about my spouse. I've been praying to God through this celibacy journey, but he's not hearing me. He doesn't see me. But we are forgetting that he sent his son. He sent Jesus to us. We have access to the word. We have access to Jesus. We can call on his name and he's right there with us. Even though we can't see him, doesn't mean that he's not working. Doesn't mean that he's not with us. Walk by faith, not by sight. You have to have faith that Jesus is with us. You have to have faith that God sent him for us. You have to have faith that everything that you're going through is going to lift you up and bring you to a place that doesn't look like what you expect. And ain't it hard to walk by faith and not by sight with this coronavirus and everything that's happening in the world? Isn't it hard to do that? Isn't it hard to do that? But if we go back in the Bible and we see all of these situations, we read about all these situations where God has sent Jesus to walk with the disciples and sent Jesus to walk with these people and just be with them during their situations and be with them and see them through the end of whatever they were going through. You read so many stories about that. Why would you not think that he's going to do the same? Or why would you think that he wouldn't do the same for you? Jesus didn't go through all of that. He didn't die on the cross. He didn't go through humiliation. He didn't go through people talking about him. He didn't go through people spitting at him and beating him and all of these horrible things. He didn't go through all of that just so he would die on a cross, be resurrected, and go sit with God all day, every day. He didn't do that for nothing. God sent him. He sent him to go through all of those things so that he can be with us in these seasons that we're going through, in this darkness that we're going through. Jesus went through the darkness. He went through dark seasons in his life, but he had faith. He knew who his father was. He knew the outcome. He saw the end before it began. When you're living a life that is pleasing to God, when you are sitting before him every day and you're pursuing a relationship with God, he gives you visions. He gives you instructions. He gives you things to believe in. He gives you the end. He lets you see what is going to come out of it. He gives us these things. But when we're stuck in our darkness and we only go by what we see in the natural and not in the spiritual, we can't see what he's doing. We can't see those visions that he's trying to give us. We can't see the positivity that's going to come out, that's going to come forth. We can't see those things. So I wanted to come on here and encourage y'all to just keep going. Keep praying. keep developing your spirit, man. Keep developing your faith. Keep listening to this podcast. Keep watching sermons. Keep doing the things that God is telling you to do. Keep doing that, because it won't be in vain. Jesus had to keep doing all of these things. Jesus had to keep praying and keep laying hands on people and keep talking to them about and preaching the gospel until they understood, until they saw the glory of God. He had to keep doing this stuff. No matter how he felt, you think Jesus got up every day and said, "Oh Lord, I gotta go preach the gospel. Oh Lord, I gotta go lay some hands on somebody. Oh Lord, I gotta go lay hands on a possessed man. I gotta go get some demons out of people. I really don't feel like doing that. I really just want to sit down and not do the things that God is telling me to do. I really don't want to be obedient today." You think Jesus was complaining all the time? No. Because like I said, God gave him the vision. God gave him the instructions. He told him what was going to come out of his obedience. He told him that. So he walked in faith, believing that those things would come to pass. In my Bible time this morning, God led me to Mark chapter 8 and 9. And chapter 8, it was verse 34. And it says, "Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.'" And that just got me thinking, like, we have a choice to serve God. We have a choice to walk by faith and not by sight. We have a choice to be positive when we're going through bad times. We have a choice to preach the gospel to people. We have a choice to do all of these things. But he says, whoever wants to become better, whoever wants to get out of their own way, whoever wants to give up control of their own life, whoever wants to be saved by God, whoever wants to be a follower of Christ, he's not begging us to do anything. He doesn't beg us to get up in the morning, or he doesn't beg us to do any of these things. It's whoever wants to. And by making that choice, you have to believe that better is on the other side of what you may be going through. So now that you have made that choice to be a Christian, or to be or to have a relationship with God, now that you have made that choice but you find yourself going through some hard times, you have to remember that you made that choice. He didn't beg you. So now is the time to use what he already put into you. When you made that choice, when you made that choice, there was a divine connection that happened. There was an impartation. He imparted some things into you. He put your faith into you. He put these gifts into you. He put a word into you. And now it's your turn to do your part. And now that it's your turn to do your part, he sent Jesus to help you. He sent Jesus to go with you and do the things of God. Do all of these things that he's now telling you to do after you've made that choice. So why would we grow weary? Why would we act like we didn't make that choice? Why would we want to turn back now? Why would we want to say, "Oh, well, I made the choice to follow God and he ain't been doing nothing for me. And I don't see the fruit. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm growing weary. I'm growing frustrated. I don't want to do this anymore." Like, what? Some of us have got to get a little bit more bold in our faith. We have to get a little bit more bold in what we're believing in God for. We have to speak it. We have to speak the things that we're asking Him. We have to speak the things that we are praying. Some of y'all need to pray out loud just so you can hear yourself, just so you can believe the own words that are coming out of your mouth. Some of us need to put down the social media and put down all of the distractions and just really hear how we think and hear the words that are constantly revolving in our minds. Some of us just really need some quiet time. And in that quiet time, it needs to be you and God. Nothing or nobody else. We have to be bold in the things that we're asking for. We have to be bold in our faith. We can't ask God for these things and then go through some dark times and say, oh, I don't want to do this Christian thing anymore. It's too hard for me. Is that why we give up on relationships so easily? Is that why we give up on our businesses so easily? Is that why we give up on friendships so easily? Because some things get hard. Jesus says, I come so that you might have life. Through the darkness, through whatever we're going through, I come so that you might have life. Power and death lies in the tongue. So the things that you are speaking to yourself, the things that you are speaking into other people, you better make sure that what you're speaking does not speak death into anybody or death into yourself. Speak the name. If you have to call on Jesus, girl, who cares who's looking at you? Who cares if your babies are just sitting there? What's wrong with mama? What is she? Who cares? If you have to call the name, you better call the name. That's what he came for. That's what Jesus went through for, so that we can call on his name and he can appear to us, so that he can come into our lives, so that he can come and meet us in these places that we can't see faith in, that we can't see the light in. Some of y'all need to reevaluate the choice that you made. I made the choice to follow Jesus, but I'm not really following him. I don't think I'm ready. You may not be ready, but that's something that you need to truly ask yourself. Are you even ready for the mantle that he placed on your life? Are you even ready for the calling? Are you ready for the things that he has for you? You said you made the choice. You said you was ready to follow him. You said that you were ready to crucify your flesh. You said that you were ready to step out of your own self and let God lead you. That's what you said. That's the choice that you made. But are you truly ready? I may have sparked some interest in your hearts or in your minds. So maybe this is the time to seek God on that. God, am I ready for this? I said that I was. I want to be better. I want to get out of my own way. I want to not live in my flesh and not let my flesh control me anymore. I said I was ready for that. Because when you're truly ready, any and everything that comes in your way will not stop you. Fear cannot stop you. Bad decisions from your past can't stop you. The uncertainty can't stop you. Lack can't stop you. Nothing can stop you when you've made that choice, when you've truly made that choice. Because you know that God got you. You know that he's placed some things on the inside of you. You know that in your will, in your strength, you're not able. You know these things. So if you're having a hard time knowing these things, then seek God on that. Pray about it. Ask him to reveal these things to you. Some people saying, oh, 2020 is canceled. For who? For who? Not me. Not I. I made the choice to follow God. I made the choice to trust in him. I made the choice to walk by faith and not by sight. I made that choice. 2020 ain't canceled for me. Maybe for you, not for me. God promised me some things. I was about to say the D word. Lord forgive me. But I'll be darned if I sit here and not believe the things that he's promised me. I'll be darned if I not go after the things that he's showing me, the visions and the instructions and everything that he's showing me. I'll be darned to sit on that. Oh, I'm going to just sit here and wait. Oh, I'm going to just, Keep going. Keep prospering. Keep making good choices. Even when you can't see it, he's working. Go listen to that song, Waymaker. Just type in Waymaker on YouTube. And let that song sit in your spirit for this whole week. Let it sit in your spirit the whole week. I'm telling you, like, we have to start being bold. We have to start making better decisions about how we're going to handle the darkness, how we're going to handle dark situations. We have to do better, y'all. But that's all I wanted to talk about today. If you made it through the end, which I know you did, go ahead and fill out the survey, y'all, please. I'm going to give y'all some more time. Hold on. Wait.
I got all day. I got all morning. Transformation Church don't start till 11 o'clock. It's 8:47. I got time. Go ahead. You clicked on it yet? It's in the show notes. It should say jot form. It's the link. Click on it. Y'all know how to click on the links. I bet y'all saw that Drake video yesterday. I bet y'all seen the Drake video. Y'all click the link in his bio. I'm gonna need y'all to click.
Help a sister out. So yeah, y'all, I hope y'all was encouraged. I hope y'all really, you know, take these podcast episodes to heart. We've gotten a lot of new listeners. Shout out to my girl Toy for shouting your girl out in her podcast or whatever like that. But hello, my new subscribers. Hello, my new listeners. Yeah, we get real over here. Were you prepared? I hope so. But yeah, y'all, have a blessed week. We going into a second week of April. Even though things are looking crazy right now, God is still in the blessing business, okay? He's still giving us insight. He's still giving us wisdom. He's still blessing us. Hello. So yeah, y'all have a blessed one. Make sure you check out the other episodes. And yeah, I'll talk to y'all in my next episode. Bye. Hey.